Hello, and welcome to another episode of Django Chat. I'm Will Vincent, joined by Carlton. Hi, Carlton.
Hello. Hi, yeah, Will. Hi.
And we were just talking about the fact that Carlton broke Django the other day.
Oh, well, that's...
And we thought we might share how one does that and give a peek at the insides of Django. So, Carlton, how did you break Django? And how come I didn't notice it until you told me about it?
Oh, well, because I recover quickly is the main, is the main point. So I was releasing some builds, Django 2.2 beta 1, Django 2.1.6 maybe, 2.0.11 maybe, 1.11.17 maybe. And something went wrong with the packaging. So we run, we use setup tools and... run setup.py, which is to build the source distribution, which we then upload to the Python package injects, PyPI. And for three of those four releases, all but the 2.2 beta, the files that went into the package weren't correct. There was some files from master or from the 2.2 branch, which just shouldn't have been there. And so when people downloaded those, tried to install them and run their unit tests or their CI, they just... They weren't
so right. People trying to download the latest version right after you would have...
Yeah, right after. So they see the release announcement. They automatically...
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't... Well, okay. Yeah, I saw the release announcement, but I didn't go ahead and download it.
Right, yeah. And so within about half an hour of the releases being released, there's two, three tickets opened on the Django issue tracker. Okay, this is a duplicate of the first one. Whoa, I'm on it. Yeah. Fix it. I then spent, I don't know, an hour or 2 hours trying to reproduce the packaging error. I couldn't do that. I have no idea what went wrong. There's some Git weirdness is all I can presume. And then I created new versions and I uploaded those to PyPI and all was fixed. And so the reason you didn't notice it is because you weren't right there and then
right.
Trying to upstall. It was only 2-3 hours in between the broken builds being uploaded and the new releases replacing
right.
them.
Well, yeah, because I remember when we, you know, we spoke, I think, the day after, and I was like, oh, what's new? And you're like, oh, I broke Django. It blew up my day.
Yeah.
And I was,
yeah, no,
because like most people, I think I was like, oh, I didn't notice, but glad you fixed it.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it totally took up the afternoon.
Yeah. So how, I think it's a good chance for people to, you know, so you're one of two Django fellows. So to talk about why you have the authority to break Django. Right? Or the hierarchy, right? Because Django is a community, but you as the Django fellow, you and, I mean, Tim Graham historically are in charge of releasing the new versions,
yeah.
right?
So that's part, why... of, part of our role is to release Django. I mean, there are a few other people in the community that can do it and have got all the right keys and access permissions and all the rest, but it's Tim and I who do it as part of our fellow responsibility. There's two reasons, I guess, for that. One is it's a job, it's laborious, it requires work, and two, it's moderately complicated, so it's not something you have to pay attention, and if you don't pay attention, things can go wrong. And you know, I'm not saying I wasn't paying attention when I did this, but you know, things do
right.
go wrong and you need to be on hand, so it's better that it's done by a fellow than a volunteer contributor who might be able to do one release and then, but what if it goes wrong? Maybe they haven't got the capacity to follow up with a follow-up release or
right, the day job gets in the way because the And I mean, and actually, I don't know how long have Django Fellows been around, because that's pretty recent.
About 4 years. 4 years.
So only within the last 4 years has there been part-time pay for volunteers who've otherwise done this laborious work of just the release part.
Well, no, but it's not just the release part. It's triaging tickets. It's which is that's the main part of the work. Is every day there's 3, 4, 5 new tickets on Django. Are these legitimate tickets? What are we going to do? Then there's reviewing the patches, which again is hard work, and then merging them in and making sure that they're backported to the right branch. You know, if there's a bug fix, then that will get backported to the latest stable release branch. If there's a security fix, then that gets backported to all the supported branches and these kind of things.
So this is all the glamorous
yeah,
side of
yeah. It's not so I mean it's fine. It's not, you know, they are the bits that wouldn't get done on a project of Django size if it weren't for the fellows.
Yeah,
this is where projects fall down. It's not that people aren't willing to write code. It's that people can't triage the tickets and people can't just keep... You can't do it on a volunteer basis. So, you know, there's lots of open source projects that wilt because of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's... I don't know how people do it. I mean, even just... I have a repo, Awesome Django, that I'm still in the process of trying to plug into the Awesome repo repository. And the maintainer, he's been... you know, very helpful, but it's, you know, I've just been busy and the goodwill goes away at some point. It's nice to have, you know, a little bit of a paycheck to grind through the things that one has to grind through on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's absolutely unrealistic to expect people to maintain an open source project indefinitely for free. You know, want to have one side project that you maintain, no problem. But to keep a big project going, it's not going to happen. People used to describe Django as the meat grinder, and because it would get, you know, new contributors would come along and they'd get eaten up by the meat grinder. And they'd say, oh, we need some fresh meat for the meat grinder.
This was a mini Django Chat episode. We plan to do more of these in the future around timely events. So rest assured, if Carlton breaks Django again, you'll hear about it here. See you next time.